8.8, Arrival in America. What happened? Slaves reacted to their new life on the plantation in a number of ways. Sometimes slaves tried to run away. Runaways usually hid in nearby woods and tried to make their way to freedom. Sometimes they banded together. In 1739, a group of about 80 runaway slaves in South Carolina seized guns from a warehouse and started on a march to freedom. But white owners with guns caught up with them, and in the battle that followed, 44 of the runaways were killed. Most slaves who ran away were caught and punished. One man who hid from his owner was tied to a ladder by his wrists until he died. Slaves resisted in other ways, too. One way was to play dumb and pretend not to understand what they were asked to do. Another way was to pretend to be too sick or hurt to work. Slaves sometimes broke tools or set buildings on fire. A few slaves hanged themselves. They believed that when they died, they would return home to West Africa. Many slaves worked hard and did what they were told. They hoped that their masters would make them house servants or skilled workers. In the big house, where the master's family lived, slaves worked as cooks, gardeners, coachmen, and personal servants. They ate the leftovers from the master's table and wore the family's old clothing. Some slaves were taught to be carpenters or weavers. Sometimes they were even paid for extra work on Sundays and holidays. They hoped to earn enough money to buy their freedom, but very few slaves became free in this way.